You don't have to struggle to love someone because you've been loved perfectly. Receive being loved perfectly.
Yeah.
And then give it because yeah. you have it.
Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit.
And today, we're talking about how to see people rightly.
Beautiful.
Which, this is spotlight on Misha time, because I feel like you have a lot to say about this. That is good.
Seeing people rightly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to not.
I mean, I used to not, too, for sure.
I think, for me, oh my gosh, I never saw anyone right. Yeah, it was always bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always judged people by what they've done. I thought everyone, ooh, yeah, you bad. Always. No, for me, I think it started at home.
Yeah.
I feel like I talk about it all the time now. I don't know what I say in each episode, but whatever. Yeah. It all reverts to the same answer, I think, at the end. But I saw people for what they've done and treated them as such.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
If you wronged me, you were wrong for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But it's, you know what's crazy is that I didn't think that, like I said in the forgiveness podcast, like I was very
you thought you were a forgiving person.
A very forgiving person.
Deception because, like, is so real, man.
Because I was able to be okay again.
Right. But around them. As soon as they wronged you again.
Yeah. I brought up their old past mistakes.
Suddenly you remember everything.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. I was definitely that way too. And even, I just saw people so whack. Like, other girls, I would judge them, compare myself to them, hate them. Mm. If they were a competitor.
Ooh.
You know, other guys, hated them all. Because I thought they were all pigs.
Like, jeez.
It's the truth.
He's hard.
Yeah. And then, like, stereotypes, you know.
Mm.
Seeing people for what they've done, what they look like, how they treat me. Just literally through the world. If you
Savannah said, if you lived and breathed, I saw you wrong. You describe everybody.
Literally.
Savannah said, no one's off limits.
That is the definition of living sensually.
It's so true, though.
Like, worldly.
Yeah.
Through what the world, through your feelings, your perception, everything through the flesh.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Obviously, I would try not to.
Yeah.
None of us wanted to be that way.
No.
But like...
But if an opportune time came...
Yeah.
You can bet your bottom dollar I'm seeing you not how you're supposed to be seen. Mm-hmm.
And why? Because I saw myself so whack.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, I used to want people to see me rightly so bad.
Same. Yes.
Because you know, you're not getting that from God, so you want to, even like guys, like I would like it when
guys saw you, noticed you.
Yep. I'd be like, oh, I guess I'm looking good today.
I guess I'm cute.
Yeah. Isn't that horrible?
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's always shoved in our face.
How
we're supposed to be seen.
Exactly.
In the world's eyes.
How we're supposed to look. And
yeah. So it's like, why wouldn't I not care?
Yeah. In the flesh, for sure.
Yeah, for me, it was mainly adults. I could care less what kids thought, but it was adults for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of, I just couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it right. And so I started hating every adult there was.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you're trying to love these people that you, like, actually don't like at all. The quote, I'll love them, but I don't have to like them. From the pits of hell.
Which,
such I'm like, a lie.
Which shows, I don't even know what love is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Exactly.
I just did not know what love meant. And my grandpa used to be like, you don't love me.
No, really?
Yeah, he used to tell me that all the time. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I do love you. And he was like, no, you don't.
It's because I love you that I hate you.
I used to say that. You know, my counselor told me that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a thing.
Yeah. Like, about, like, if you hate this person so much, it's because you love them so much. I was told that. And I told my grandpa that. I said, you know how I used to tell you how much I hated you? Let me tell you the reason, grandpa, is because I loved you.
I have never heard a more worldly thing.
And it made so much sense.
I hate you so much. It reveals how much I love you.
I thought it was so true, though. I said, he done tapped into something.
Yeah.
Because
you made me this mad, it means I love you a lot.
And then I was like, grandpa, I love you. Because I hate you.
I mean, that's like my marriage with Brayden for sure. Back and forth. In the old way, you know?
Yeah. So messed up, man.
I got the advice that, like, the closer you are to someone, the more friction you have. Like, so fighting is good, because it means that you're close with someone.
But that's what they, that's what they would say about marriage all the time. Like, oh, you don't want a marriage where you don't fight.
Right.
Y'all don't fight?
Yeah.
That ain't good.
That means you're drifting apart. That's the only alternative, because...
Oh, that's so scary.
Yes, it is, man. It's better than that, guys. The good is better than that, let me tell you.
What other situations did, like,
how I see
come people? To mind of I you, mean, like, not seeing...
Oh, my gosh, just being obsessed with how people saw me. Like, I shared this in my podcast with my Death to Life episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just sit there and wonder how people see me. Like, how do people perceive me? How do people think that I am? And I literally would sit in the classroom and just be like, I have no idea who I am. Like, I would think that. I have no idea.
You would think,
like,
that?
I don't know what my personality, I don't know what I like and dislike. I don't know who I don't have a favorite color. I don't know who I am. That's what I would think. Talk about an identity crisis.
That's
kind of something sad that I thought about today, though, because we went out to just, like, talk to people. And, like, I mean, if they were anything like me, like, people are out there just waiting for someone to tell them who they are.
Wow.
And I was waiting for someone to come tell me who I was, you know, for the Lord to reveal to me who I am. Mm-hmm. Because it's only when you have a revelation of who you are that you can finally believe it and receive it. And then everything is in order. You see yourself rightly. You see other people rightly. You see God rightly. It's a package deal.
It is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so for me, seeing people rightly, obviously, like what you said, came after seeing myself rightly.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you? Like, how was that for you to finally see yourself rightly?
That's when I had the whole revelation that I'm holy. And I sat in bed. I'm like, I am holy. Brayden, check it out. I'm holy. And he's like, I don't think you can say that. And I'm like, it says it about me in the book.
In the book. The Bible.
And that was the first time that I finally believed something God said about me.
Mm.
That made no sense. Because clearly in myself, in the flesh, I'm
right.
In my own efforts, like, no. But, like, finally just receiving that it was something that Jesus did for me. It's all something that I just receive. I'm not trying to be anything. I just am. And, like, my whole life was spent trying to be things. Because my counselor used to give me a list of all of the things that I am in Christ to help me. And I remember reading that, like, I know this. I know that's what the Bible says about me. But I didn't believe any of it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's... Until you have a revelation, you can't see.
I thought I did.
Yeah.
I thought
But you also hated yourself.
Yeah.
Did you know that you hated yourself?
No.
It's just sometimes, like, on the low days. Yeah. You know, like, I hate myself.
Yeah. But, like, I was also very okay.
On the good days.
Yeah.
Just very up and down.
Yeah. I thought that I did. I thought that I believed those things. Like, I thought that, like, no.
It didn't change anything.
It didn't change anything. So, no, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I didn't know it was literally enough to change my life. How I see everything, how I see the world, everything.
I just thought this... It got to a point where I started questioning, like, how long will this be?
I'm going to live in this death?
Yeah. I thought this was the way it will be.
Yeah. Like, as good as it gets.
Yeah. I thought it was as good as it got.
Yeah.
Because, like, we We had all the, we were yeah. operating in gifts. We were
encountering God.
Encountering God, pursuing. Mm-hmm. I thought we had it. Mm-hmm. And when Christ comes to get us, we will see the fullness yeah. of it all.
But until then,
this is it.
We're capped off right here.
Yeah. I thought I was maxed out. Like, yeah. And then when we started listening to Dan Moeller, that's when I was like, this can't be how it's supposed to be. I just know me arguing with my grandpa constantly is what
holding
is
resentment towards people.
This is the life that God.
Irritability, unforgiveness.
Because I'm like, Jesus didn't live this way, but mm-hmm. I'm living this way. There's a misconnection.
Something's off. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And you saw yourself rightly from the cups?
I think I started seeing myself I think that was the ice on the
mm-hmm. finishing.
The finishing. Because I think it started when fire. I like got a glimpse that like when I realized he only had good things to say about me. That threw me for a whole loop. Because yeah. like I was living in sin.
Right.
But God is saying only has good things to say.
Right.
What is going on.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably the beginning of it all. The cups was just like the finishing of it, like the completion mm-hmm. of me seeing myself the way God sees me. I was being pursued.
Which the cups, if you don't know, is just a clean cup and a dirty cup
yeah.
next to each other. And you can only be one cup.
yeah.
And we are the pure cup.
Yes.
And that's the short
But God
version.
Was definitely pursuing me yeah. all the way up until then. Mm-hmm. Like it just wasn't that moment, but. Like, with the know your worth, like, I was in college, and I was, like, praying and asking God what to do with my life, because I was getting ready to graduate,
mm-hmm.
and he told me,
this is so funny, every time I hear it, it gets better,
he told me, know your worth,
and Misha goes,
I'm gonna start conferences,
yeah, I'm gonna start a ministry, it's gonna be called Know Your Worth. We're going to have devotionals. We're going to go on tour. I'm weak. And God was like, bro, I just wanted you to know your worth. It's so funny.
I had an Instagram. Like, this is all real facts.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like.
It's just so funny. It's like everything we hear from God is something we have to do. And he's never telling us anything we have to do. He's always telling us who we are.
I'm like. God, what do I do with my life? What do I do? What's next?
Yeah.
I just want you to know your worth, bro.
Okay, I will go start that ministry right now.
She's like, oh. I could have, you realize, like, I could have had it in that moment
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
But God is so gracious and so good.
That's so funny.
But I think I will always remember that.
Like, yeah.
He told me.
A long time ago.
Yeah. About this thing. Like, this thing, like, this good news is real. Because he told me.
Yeah. He's been trying to tell you.
He really is. So funny. And then, so that was probably, like, the first, looking back,
mm-hmm.
like, God was definitely pursuing me.
Yeah.
To where I am now.
Yeah. It was just so out of order for me. I was just always going after the actions of myself, trying mm. to fix my actions. And I was so, would go after the actions of other people. Mm. Because I thought God was only concerned about my actions and how I was living.
Yeah.
And behavior modification and all this stuff. So, like, I knew that I was free from sin. So, I was like, now I have to live free from sin. Like, Jesus expects things of me. And I keep falling short kind mm. of thing. And then I would view everybody else the same way, like, mm. what they're doing, judging it, if it's good or not, and, you know, going mm. after people's actions rather than their hearts. And I just keep realizing more and more, like, God is not after our actions. He's after our hearts, because it's the carriage before the horse. Like,
mm.
if you're going after your actions, that's like the carriage in front of the horse. You can't get anywhere. But yeah. when you go after the heart and you have a revelation of who you are, being the horse, leading the carriage, then your actions naturally follow.
Yeah.
So I was just so hard on myself. And so I was hard on other people too.
Right. Because mm-hmm. how you live yourself is what you exactly. extend it to others.
Yeah. So then now yeah. that I have the revelation that, like, literally everything I have is just received. It's yeah. just received. I have everything that I need.
And because I saw myself pure first, Mm-hmm. Like, that was probably the one thing that, I'm pure.
Yeah.
And my life showed no, but this is just how he saw me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shoot. I was like, that means if God sees me this way, then he must see everyone else this way.
Yeah.
And that blew me for a loop, too, because I was like,
yeah,
like, it's not just me who is seen like this. Mm-hmm. And then I think that ushered me in.
Loving other people. Mm-hmm. Colossians 1:16, talking about Jesus. I guess verse 15 says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him are all things hold together. And it just, like, was shaking me that mm-hmm. Jesus existed before everything else. And that everything was created through Jesus. And so God sees the world through Jesus. Like, mm-hmm. everything is through Jesus. Wow. So how we see people is through Jesus. And like we've talked about this, like that the sins of the whole world are forgiven because yeah. God cannot hold unforgiveness. Like the only thing that can stop people from receiving that is if they just literally will not receive it. And they're right. like, nope, sorry. I want to exist without you, which, you know, is death. You can't exist without God because, you know, it's just like mind blown to yeah. think about. But yeah, like everything created through Jesus. And so it's like, we need a revelation of Jesus, because without that, you can't see anything rightly.
Yeah. The other half is seeing people rightly who've wronged you.
Oh, yeah. Not for what they've done.
Yeah.
Never positioning people according to the flesh.
Yeah.
But according to the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about that.
Yeah? Why?
In my podcast or whatever, you can hear, like... Actually, I've never listened to it, so I can't even tell you what's in it.
That's a life one. Yeah.
I think. It's in there where I talk about my sisters.
Yeah.
And, like, my family, my just being teased constantly to where I am now. Because I was mean to them.
Before. You treated them right back what they, quote, deserved.
Oh, my God, I was awful. Mm-hmm. I was so awful.
But now when they tease you, how do you see them?
It's just, like, got nothing to do with me.
Yeah. What? Yeah, so it has no power over you.
Yeah, like, as before, it definitely did.
Yeah.
Like, every word
you would
that they say.
It. Yeah, the lies.
I believed every one of them.
Yeah. And
was just, I lived in offense all the time. Wasn't be able to be told anything. And so now, when that does happen, I still position them the way Christ does. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... One, this has nothing to do with me.
This is not true.
This isn't. Mm-hmm. Second, this is not true. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, I'm sad. Right. Like, they have to...
operate that way.
Yeah. Because right. I'm like, that's not who you are. Because if you knew who you were, you also wouldn't be.
Yeah. It's like in Romans 7, it talks about living life in the flesh and how it's sin operating in you. Yeah. That way. It's not even you.
It's not you.
And so when other people wrong you, it's sin at work in them. It's not even them.
Nope.
And so we have to stop seeing people according to what they've done, because that is not them.
Yeah.
The real them is underneath it all. It's who God created before the foundation of the world for them to be holy and blameless. And if they knew that and believed that, they would walk completely different. And so, like, you have to see people and bring that out of people. Like, always positioning people from that place even before they're walking in that.
Yeah.
And that's how, like, that's how Jesus died for us, because he was like...
He positioned us right.
Yeah. He was like, you're worth so much more than what you're giving yourself to right now. And I'm giving my life so that you can be free. It's love.
It is.
True love.
It's love. It's 1 Corinthians 13.
Life. Yep. Laying down your life.
Yeah.
So what would you say to someone that struggles to love people, and especially when it comes to, like, politics or people that are different than them, and they really want to love people, but they're just, like, struggling?
Struggling.
Yeah.
Like Christians?
Yeah.
Well, the you need a realization of who lives in you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to struggle to love someone.
Right.
Because you've been loved perfectly.
Yeah.
And so, like, receive being loved perfectly.
Yeah.
And then give it. Because you have it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I used to think it was that trying thing, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, my whole life, it's going to be hard. I'm just going to have to try to choose to love people. Like, no. It's something that overflows from us. And then I will say to whoever is trying to love out there, it reveals the purity of your heart.
Yes.
That you have a new heart.
Yes.
And you want to do the right thing. And so everything else in you that feels the opposite, like where you're upset with someone, that's on the outside of you trying to get in. It's not really you.
It's
the real you is revealed by your desire here to love. And so just receive it that you are love. Because Jesus lives in you.
Yeah.
And like Misha said, you receive it from him and you give it to others. It's a constantly flowing thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
We never run out of love because Jesus never ran out of love. And when we want to know what love is, we look to Jesus. Not the world. Mm-hmm. Not good Christian advice.
Yeah. And may I scream, 1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. The word love has just been wrecking me lately anyway.
Yeah, that specific part.
Love does not insist on its own way.
Yeah, man.
I was knocked out cold.
That was a big one. Yeah, that one. The first one that hit me was love is not irritable, which we talked about.
Yeah.
And then, it doesn't insist on its own way. That has so set me free. Like, when someone wants to go somewhere else for dinner, you be happy that you get to go where you didn't want to go because they wanted to go there. And you prefer them above yourself. And you don't insist on your own way. And it's great. You know, like, just, like, little things like that. Or I don't even know.
Yeah. Just the little things.
Yeah.
It honestly always is just little things. Like,
right.
It's like, I mean, yes, big things.
I think people might not. Like, when they hear us speaking about all the death we used to live in, they might think, like, wow, they must have been into some hard stuff. But it's, like, it's the little things.
Yeah.
That is death.
Yeah.
The little things that affect your daily life that just make you grayed out, upset, anxious, depressed, like those things.
Mad.
Exactly. Like that is what actually ruins your life. It's not like the things that happen every now and then. You know what I mean? Like, it's that death that you live in every single day.
And seeing people wrong.
Exactly.
It's
exhausting. I remember one time someone cut me off in traffic. And I was so mad. I, like, sped up past them, looked over, because you got to see who it is. And it was an old man with an oxygen tank. And I cried. And I said, never again. And, like, it's just so whack.
It is.
You know? I felt so bad. Like, that's one of God's kids.
I remember Dan Moeller had a sermon. This was a long time ago. And he was, like, he got into a car accident. And he...
I think I remember that.
Like, and he helped someone.
He was, like, happy that it happened.
Yeah.
Because he was you picked the right person to run into today.
And I was like, I will be like that someday.
Yeah, not today, though.
So every time I'm in a car accident, I'm never in a car accident.
Yeah.
I'm like, one time if I'm ever in a car accident, this is exactly how I want to respond.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how amazing would it be? To just be like, to show someone
not bothered.
That you're not bothered.
Mm-hmm. I just love them. Yeah.
But it reminded me of like.
It's beautiful.
Of that.
But yeah, so the daily things, that's the life that we're talking about, that we're set free from.
Yeah.
Like all of that. It's so
good. Oh, another example. I told you this a long time ago. Me and my grandpa, we were sharing a piece of cake, or like it was either a cookie or a piece of cake, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut it down the middle, and one of the sides was a little bit bigger. Y'all all know this.
Oh yeah,
we do this daily, and y'all want that bigger piece. Y'all do. It's not just me.
Oh, I relate.
And Holy Spirit was like, give him the bigger piece.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and I gave him the bigger piece. And not that grandpa even noticed whatsoever, but it was like my heart.
Your conviction, yeah.
Yeah, like where my heart was to like, you know, a little bit within me, like that selfishness.
yeah,
that you're dead to now. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're dead to that feeling of feeling like you have to have the bigger piece of right. the cake. Like, no.
It's beautiful because then your just default becomes
yeah.
for others.
Yeah.
And it's so great because then you're naturally walking in love, even in those yeah. little things, without trying. Yeah. It's not a trying thing. It's just receiving. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. That quote about loving people from your time, energy, and resources to be loved by them versus mm-hmm. loving people because you are loved. Like, that's how they're good. Completely different things. And, like, when it comes to praying for people, stepping out, anything yeah. you're doing, like, we're not doing it for affirmation from yeah. them or from God. We're doing it because we've been loved. Yeah. And now we just get to love.
Yes. Like, today.
Yeah.
We were all, like, we were a little nervous.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I could feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Of, like, if we don't do it, what will we think? If we don't
go pray for people. Because we said we were going to go pray for people today.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? No.
She was like, let's just go have fun and yes. see what happens naturally. And praise God, because that was the right thing that needed to happen.
Yes. Like,
we just started naturally, like, walking around, talking to people. And then, mm-hmm. like, from there.
Yeah. Because we were loving, like.
Yeah.
I wanted to just love people. And, right. like.
And that's what it's about. And it's not like we go do ministry.
Yeah.
Like, you don't turn it on.
No.
And then
love has no agenda.
Yeah.
Because it's always on.
Right. So wherever you go, you get to be love.
Yeah. In that way, we're doing it from a natural stance.
Yeah, it's not forced. It's not weird.
Yeah.
You don't have expectations on them.
So challenge.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just out, do it with us.
Yeah.
You're just out. You see someone,
mm-hmm. and you notice something about them, say it, and then see what happens, because the Holy Spirit will lead you. Sometimes it's like when people just talk for a long time, and it's like you think that they should have gone away by now, and they haven't. Yeah. That's always a cue for me, like, you should talk to this person.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, God is giving me the chance. I have their attention for some reason. They're not going away. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it might be for a reason. I love stuff like that. Brayden has that happen all the time, where he's, like, stalking the shelves, and people just, like, come talk to him and won't go away.
Oh.
And it's just, like, opportunity, yeah. you know? Or people just talk about their day, mm-hmm. and they go into really detail. And then it's, like, your heart, when you are loved, you can't just leave people in that death. Like, you know, yeah. like, I'm going through all this hard stuff, like...
Mm-hmm.
The compassion in you rises up where you can't just let them stay there. Yeah. Like, you have to offer the life that you have for them. And yeah. it's natural. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We love you guys. Thank you.
Email us at newlymishandsav@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram @ mishandsav and leave us a review.
Oh, yeah.
Five stars. We don't want lower.
Yeah.
You can keep it.
If it was a 3-star, just keep it to yourself.
You did not have to rate it. And I'm glad you guys are here.
Yeah. So thank you. We love you guys.
We do. All right, y'all. Peace and blessings.